Now we are joined by the captain of Real Salt Lake, who's in Chicago right now, getting ready to for a big game against Costa Rica tomorrow in Copa America. Kyle Beckerman's joining us. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Kyle, how you doing? Tell us a little bit about what it's been like the last couple weeks with the U.S. team getting ready for this big 100th edition of Copa America.
Yeah, it's just been one of those classic big tournament feels. You know, we're going from one city to the next, and it's all about, you know, preparing your body, getting ready for the game, and then, you know, performing, and then get your body ready for the next. And it's just been, the games have been quick and fast, and just not a lot of time for much training, but it's, you know, the games are, they're coming, and it's all about being ready for them.
We've seen you guys, you in particular, you were at the Warriors game, what, a week ago. Some of the guys singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at the Cubs game last night. How much does that extra stuff, the stuff outside of the game, how much does that, how much of that is just fun for you guys to get out and be together and have events like that? And how much of that can kind of weigh on you guys that you're so out there and so in public and so kind of representative of this big thing, this U.S. national team?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I think Jurgen does a really good job of knowing what it feels like to be in these tournaments. And I think we're lucky that we're, you know, what's happened for Game 7 to be in San Jose in the backyard in Oakland and then a game here. It's kind of just to kind of almost reset the mind a little bit. I mean, we're constantly on these schedules of just going from one thing to the next, meetings, practice, games. So I think it just kind of is a good little thing to reset the mind and think about something else. And then when it's time to focus in, you're ready to go.
Kyle, with some of the new faces in the U.S. setup and the new group, you know, are these guys coming to you? Because you've obviously played in a few different Copa Americas, Gold Cups, World Cups, all this experience that you have wearing the shield. What kind of things are the guys picking your brain about?
No, I think, you know, everybody, I think, gets to the point that if you're here, you're good enough. And
yeah.
I just kind of try and do my... what I would do with Real Salt Lake and, you know, just be available. You know, you know, if I see something, of course I'll let somebody know, and making sure if I'm not playing or if I'm playing, just things, little things that maybe I'm seeing that maybe they can just put in their mind before they go out to make sure, yeah, you think about getting a shot on goal or, you know, and be confident out there, little things like that. And, just making sure everybody's a part of the group. I think that's a big part of it is, the good teams and the best teams are, it's not only are they good players and, you know, they perform on the field, but it's what you got in the locker room. And so making sure you have everybody involved is a big thing as well. And but yeah, you know, I'm just trying to feel it out and just be myself. And if I can help in any way with some of the young guys, then I do, but these guys are, everybody's good enough and they know that they're confident. And so it's really just the little things.
There's two guys that are relatively young in terms of U.S. national team experience, Darlington Nagbe and Christian Pulisic. What have you seen from those two guys as they're kind of finding their way with the U.S. national team?
Well, they both are, you know, really good people, first and foremost. I think they both have a great head on their shoulders that really want to be their team players first, which is great. And They're both trying to get better. They want to gel in with the team. And you're seeing just a lot of bright spots. I mean, with Christian, he's showing a lot of spark when he comes off the bench. And it seems like he's got a really nice quickness to him. He's got good touch and good ideas when he gets the ball. And for such a young kid, he plays way above his years. And then with Darlington, you know, I think he's, you know, similar. He's just, you know, he's been bringing such a spark as well off the bench. And, you know, I he's definitely a bit more seasoned than Christian at this point, being a bit older and more experienced and professional with Portland. And but these guys, I think the sky's the limit for them. I mean, really, it's exciting, and it's great to see that's what's coming through the ranks for the future of this national team. And Darlington will have a long future, and I think Christian as well.
Kyle, switching gears a little bit, while you were in camp last week, I don't know if you were able to watch the RSL at New York City game at Yankee Stadium live, or if you just got caught up on the highlights and obviously communicating with the guys. But kind of what goes through your mind and your heart when RSL is playing without you, and then obviously when you you're able to get kind of a dramatic come from behind victory like we were able to last week?
Yeah, I mean it was crazy. It was we were just coming back from practice and we were down 1-0, then, you know, kind of as we're getting on, next thing you know, we're tied up 1-1. So just, come on, boys. And then, you know, we take the lead. And, you know, I'm nervous. And I know they can't hear me, but I'm cheering them on from the bus and 1,000 miles away or 3,000 miles away. And yeah, I mean, it just broke my heart when I saw the penalty kick. And, you know, in the Columbus game, I see us, you know, fighting back, you know, and I, you know, was just like, come on, let's get one more chance and little things like that. And, but, you know, it was great to see the way it finished off that long road trip we just had. And, it was an important 3 points that we picked up in New York. And, even with some adversity and some strange calls there at the end, to hang in there and finish that off going into the break was just big, going into this kind of second half of the season. So I was just extremely happy for the guys and just happy for our team. For, you know, we're sitting in a really good position for this next push of the second half of the season.
Can that get contentious? You're on a bus and you're going nuts about what your team is doing. Maybe the guy two seats up from you is from that club. Have you ever had that come up where since we don't take breaks in this league for international games, does that come up often where you end up kind of at odds with a teammate because of some club competitions going on?
If there's somebody on the team, it's the cheers aren't as loud. you know, we don't really talk much, you know, me, Beasler and Zeus, you know, we didn't really talk about our game at all. It's just kind of, hey, we're teammates now, and you know, we just kind of leave it at that. But everything's been good. There hasn't been any, there's no fist fights or anything because we're watching a game with somebody a couple seats up.
Kyle, when the schedule comes out on January 7th or whatever it was this year, and you look down, and I know during the year you don't like to look too far ahead of the next one, but 9 of first 13 on the road. And obviously the struggles that not just our team, but every team has winning and playing well on the road in this league is very difficult, and it gets harder and harder every year. To come through that stretch with the second best points per game average in the league to this point and still have some games in hand on other teams in the West, and then coming back to Rio Tinto with a lot of home games where we can, you know, really hope to make a difference. Obviously, it'll be tough. But if I had told you back in January that was going to be the case and we'd be second, third, or whatever in the Shield race coming through that stretch, what would your reaction have been?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty steady, you know. We're happy, but we know if we don't continue it, then it'll do us no good how well we've done so far. So we got to stay focused. We need to take this rest that we got and really, you know, make sure we're rested, we're mentally rested as well, and that we're ready to come back and focus in and see if we can even get better. Because I think we'll all be super happy with how we started and how it's been so far, but I think we all feel like we can even get better, which is a great thing to have. And so just, you know, we got to keep the foot on the pedal when we get back and get back to Rio Tinto and get winning games as fast as possible, because we want to get into a nice groove going into the second half of the season, so we can, you know, hopefully by the end of the year, we're looking just to fine-tune to get ready for the playoffs rather than trying to get in the playoffs. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now, is let's be happy about where we started, but we got work to do, and it's exciting that we can still get better and push forward and see what we can really do at the end of the season, because that's when we want to be extremely happy at the end.
We talked to you about this a little bit earlier, but when you talked about the adversity that this team's faced, and you look at this team's had three comeback wins already, and the road record this team has, what I mean, we talked about it, what's the difference this year compared to last year, but more so, what are the similarities this team has to the previous Real Salt Lake teams that have had so much success, kind of in the opening parts of a season?
Well, I think, you know, we really have some guys that are scoring some big goals for us, which is huge, and I think that spurs on the defensive side. I think we're getting everybody, you know, pitching in defensively from front to back, which is helping us score goals. I think that's a huge thing. When you score your chances on the road, and then you're able to change the game, and to go from, you know, a 0-0 to 1-0, you're winning rather than keep it at 0-0. And you look at, I mean, the margins are so thin. And you look at our Houston game, and there wasn't much in the game, and we had a couple chances, and, you know, we had a really good chance right before they scored. So we went from being 1-0 us to 1-0 them in about a minute. And, you know, so far so good. We haven't had many of those times where it's gone the wrong way for us. And so we need to continue being, you know, ruthless in front of goal and really tidy in the back, because those things, and then it becomes contagious as well. I think now that we have three wins coming from behind, I think when we do give up a goal, you know, the heads don't go down, and it's okay. We've been here before. We know we can win. We know we can score goals to not only tie this game up, but to win it. That gives you a lot of confidence in games. And so those three games could, you know, definitely spur us on for the future of this season and to come. But it's a great thing to have, to get those come from behind wins early, and it'll definitely help us going forward.
Kyle, looking back, does it seem like there might be any sort of relationship between kind of the early training camp and getting ready for CONCACAF, and then you know, knowing the Tigres reputation, and then carrying that through to really kind of a difficult opening stretch? Did that preparation maybe steal this team's resolve in such a way that it's paid off early?
Yeah, I think it had a big part of it. I mean, you know, there was a really positive thing that came from it with, you know, the whole preseason was about playing Tigres away. Of course, we're thinking about the season, but that was our main focus, was that first game that we have to go play this team that pretty much all we've heard about was how good they were and player and that. And so I think that really got our focus and our intensity of preseason locked in right away, and that we needed to figure stuff out really quickly in the time we have in preseason to make sure that this game doesn't get away from us. I mean, we saw some other MLS teams that, you know, it wasn't fun for them, and it was, you know, a little embarrassing. So we didn't want to be in that pot at all. And so I think the focus and intensity of preseason for that Tigres game was huge for us. And then to go right into our season. So we had basically an away game to Tigres. Then we came home, and Tigres plays a similar same style they do at home as they do away. And so it was basically, we played the same style at home with our home fans cheering us on and in the altitude. And then now we went to Orlando. It was another away game. So we just continued to play this similar style, and we started to kind of get in rhythm a bit of with that style. And so I definitely think that helped us. But I also think on the other end is, now when you come home, and we had home games, you know, it was a different mindset that we weren't really used to at the time, where it was kind of a strange thing for us in Salt Lake with Real, because usually that was when we played our most dominant soccer, was at home. And I think some of our performance-wise, some of our not our best games were actually at home, even though we won all four of our games. I think we could have played a lot better, and I think that was just probably part of that. We had to dial in for these away games so quickly. And but I think it's a great thing, like I said earlier, to have that. We know we can improve, and we were able to pick up those wins, maybe not playing our best soccer, but you know, we can improve and work on the home performance and continue what we're doing on the road.
When you see what Platt has done with 5 goals, 6 assists, what Burrito with his 4 goals, and Euro's got 4 goals as well. Talk about that forward trio. Just kind of what have you seen from that? I mean, I talked to Craig Weibel about it a few weeks ago, and I said, you know, when you put that group together, do you look at it as we're putting together a group for Real Salt Lake that can do so much things going forward? Or as a former defender, did he look at it as, holy crap, like playing against that team would be a nightmare?
Yeah, they've been doing awesome. And it's, you know, it's crazy to think that they could have more goals. They could have more assists. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Juric hit the crossbar or post probably 3 or 4 times. You know, I'm sure there's a couple chances that both Plata and Burrito would like to get back, and that's awesome because, you know, they're still getting the goals, so their confidence is high, it's been great. It's been awesome to have them because goals change games, and you know, if you can stay in a game and stay, keep a zero in the back and you get your one chance, you know, there's going to be games where you're not going to get a ton of chances, especially on the road. And if you got these lethal guys up top that are burying their one chance or they're creating a chance out of nothing, you know, you can win a lot of games that way. So we're going to need them a lot more. We're going to continue needing them for this second half push. And, you know, it's exciting to see you know, see them kind of. I'm sure they're both all three of them want to be the leading scorer of our team, so it'll be great to see them push each other.
Hey Kyle, when I say the words Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, what goes through your mind?
Yeah, it's another trophy that's on the schedule that we can play for, and yeah, I think it's you know, something, a tournament I'd love to win. I think it definitely, we could probably have conversations on how to make it bigger and things like that. I had an idea of maybe what about taking a break in the summer or something and doing the whole tournament in 1 month, kind of like March Madness or something. But yeah, it's a tournament that it's out there. It's a way to get into the Champions League, and it's a way to get a trophy for your club's cabinet. So we'll definitely be going for it and trying to win it for sure.
You know, you might be on to something there.
Right? Maybe.
I'm just thinking about from the perspective of you know, you had Cal FC a few years ago, and it was they'd play, and then a week later they'd play somewhere else. And you know, all these other teams have so many other things they're focused on that, you know, I was in Seattle, and they played Cal FC, and that could have been such a huge story up there as kind of this underdog Cinderella story. And,
sure.
And it really got, you know, 2 or 3 days run up there, and that was about it. But you're right. I mean, I feel like if that was that could have been a pretty big national story if that's the only game in town soccer-wise at that point.
Yeah, sure. So make it happen, Matt.
All right, I'll call my people with U.S. Soccer. They'll take care
there
of it for
you
me. You're in Chicago now. I know Argentina is playing Chile right now. How much do you guys pay attention to what else is going on in this tournament right now?
Yeah, I think we're all enjoying watching it, you know, and seeing what's out there, seeing how kind of the tournament's going, seeing how it's being reffed, seeing how the different teams are playing. So, no, everybody's really, like, tuned into the tournament, and it's a lot of fun watching and being a part of it, and it's exciting. I think we can't wait to get back out on the field tomorrow and see if we can get that first 3 points for the tournament.
You played in 2007 in Venezuela. In that Copa America, what was that tournament like for you as a young player, kind of getting involved in the national team at that stage?
It was great. I was really happy to be a part of it. It was I just remember our first game was against Argentina, and in warm up, Maradona came into the stands, and the fans started singing his song, and then it was, you know, just the class that Argentina had on the field was amazing, and we actually took the lead, but it was short-lived, and then the quality came out. But yeah, it was a great experience to be a part of that. I think definitely one I'll never forget, and you know, it was just a great experience as a young player to kind of get my feet wet in a big tournament. And of course, we would have liked to do better, but to be a part of it was was experience that's helped me grow. It helped me grow as a soccer player for sure.
Well, let's hope this one's memorable for a different reason.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks again for joining us, Kyle.
Really appreciate it, Kyle.
Yeah, you bet. Anytime.
Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you. See ya.